Here in the U.S., the FBI has questioned thousands of Arab and Muslim men since September 11th. Law enforcement officials say it's a necessary move to gather information on al-Qaeda and prevent further attacks by the terrorist group. But some Arab and Muslim communities in this country are grappling with how to respond to what they call the sudden attention and suspicion. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
At the Baltimore Islamic Center, the basketball gym is packed with some 500 people, women on one side, men on the other. At the front sit seven scholars and leaders of the Muslim community. They're here to answer questions.
We are representing victims of private discrimination around
the Muslims here are frightened. Their world, like that of most Americans, was turned upside down on September 11th. Suddenly, they say, FBI agents started showing up at their doors, asking about people from the local mosque. Cousins and brothers were being picked up by police for immigration infractions, and some are still in detention. Senior law enforcement officials stress that civil rights are being respected and the investigation is taking place in a constitutional manner. But David Rocha of the American Civil Liberties Union stands at the mic and calls it a government campaign of preventive detention and deportation.
Due process has given way to detention on the Attorney General's say-so. Public scrutiny has given way to secret detentions and secret trials. Equal protection has given way to ethnic profiling, and we're only 4 months into this.
A small Baltimore-based group called Muslim Community Support Services organized the event. They want to help Muslims understand their rights to organize and work through what they call a civil rights crisis.
We want to hear about instances of discrimination. We want to hear about people who are being detained as part of the crackdown.
Many people here have questions. What's the difference between detainees and prisoners? What constitutes racial profiling and what actions are legal? How do you talk with the FBI without getting yourself into trouble? One woman wants to know if she'll have to take off her headscarf every time she goes through an airport security check. Rocha explains the new directives by the Department of Transportation.
It can be done if the metal detector alerts.
Some of the Muslims here are against U.S. policy and actions in the Middle East. Sarah Founders is with the International Action Center in New York.
We want to refuse to allow the term terrorist to be used against justified struggles, against occupation, against repression, and it should also be...
Though many agree with her, they say they're afraid to express their opinions and worry their beliefs may make them targets of FBI investigations. A man gives the call to prayers, and there is a pause in the program. Some go to pray, others wait in the hall. Belkis Rahma has been in the United States for almost 30 years. She says since the FBI started detaining and questioning people, she doesn't understand what her rights are anymore.
They can lock me in for any reason, and nobody will know why they lock me in. And I know people. They are locked. Nobody knows why they are being locked. So where my rights go? I thought this is the safest place to be here in America, but I was wrong.
The speakers return from prayers and continue answering questions for 3 hours. Sami Al-Aryan is a professor at the University of South Florida. The school announced they will fire him after he appeared on television and made politically controversial statements about the conflict in the Middle East. Though Al-Aryan believes the scale of the FBI's questioning of Muslims is illegal, he still has faith in the American legal system.
Yes, there are a lot of injustices, but in many countries you can't even fight back. But here we can fight back, and better yet, we can win.
The Muslim Community Support Services is planning at least 2 more of these meetings in the coming months. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Baltimore.